Good morning. Tim Bray here with John Nelson, Real Estate Redefined. What do we have going on today, John?
Well, it's kind of a follow-up on a conversation we had earlier this morning talking about valuation in the industry. And this is obviously no shock to anyone that knows your material. Obviously, the centerpiece is valuation, but we talked more about how, you know, why that's the centerpiece. And from there, we discussed different options. I mean, obviously, on Friday, just rolled out the new auction service, part of Seaport Real Estate Services. And I think it's more about providing another option to people who might be having a difficult time in the market. What do you think about that?
You know what it was is we're big into the data. And as we were looking at the chances of sale in the different price ranges, and a lot of people that have worked with us in the past realize that we're big on the numbers. And so what we've done traditionally is we've broken up a market, and a market would be a town, and diced it into price ranges, 50,000, 100,000, 100,000, 200,000, 200,000 to 300,000. Then what you do is you look at supply and demand within each one of those price ranges so that you can advise your clients well. We started seeing that in certain price ranges, the chances of sale using the traditional approach was extremely slim. And, you know, it really made us think about, well, what can we do to increase the liquidity of real estate in these price ranges? And here we are with the auction side.
Mm-hmm. Well, valuation has always been the centerpiece for you because you like the numbers, you like to be able to provide people clarity and transparency with what are their odds of sale within a certain price range.
Right. So again, chances of sale would be if it's a high chances of sale, the probability is high in a certain price range, we will probably utilize the traditional real estate approach, which is list the property high and then it should sell within a pretty short time frame, depending on the days of market. And if it says chances of sale are high, then obviously there are more buyers than there are sellers out there.
And if it's too high, you almost have people that are actually angry at you because you don't want to take the listing.
But if we get into a price range where there are fewer buyers, there's a lot of competition out there, then we're probably going to advise that auction side.
Mm-hmm.
And what are some things that you've seen on the auction side that could help somebody to make that decision to go the auction route?
Well, obviously start with the valuation part of it, but if you can identify that, let's say a traditional listing would be listed too high and it sits on the market for excessive days on market, all of a sudden it stigmatizes the property, makes it look as though something's wrong with it, you lose interest. And with the auction side, we flip it upside down and say, look, let's establish what the value is, why the value is what it's at, present it as a bargain to potential buyers, and all of a sudden the seller's chances of sale are driven up rather than down. And the time frames to do that are far shorter.
It's funny you mentioned days on market spiking. One of the pieces of information that we got our arms around that really helped us with this was we were seeing that some properties in certain price ranges were going through their process, or the sellers were going through their process, and they would list at what they thought the property was worth. Yeah, of course, the agent just many times took that listing because they want to have the signage and potential of getting certain buyers, you know, and driving some revenue from the listing. But we started to equate days on market with carrying costs. And we started to look at, okay, well, if it's got $50,000 in taxes, if it's $3,000 a month in carrying costs, you know, heat, electric, homeowners insurance, whatever, we were starting to calculate how much it really costs them per day to own that property. Don't forget the mortgage payment, principal, interest, taxes, insurance as well. And, you know, we were just at one on Friday that was in excess of $350 a day. And so you start looking at, okay, if the typical days on market for a property like that is, you know, over 1,200, then you're in the hundreds of thousands of dollars for carrying costs. And does it make sense to utilize that traditional approach when you could have gone the absolute opposite direction, listed it at a price that was probably fair, and then erased those carrying costs over 2-3 years, and you'd actually make out a lot better when you go the auction route.
Mm-hmm.
So we think that the auction route is sexy as hell.
Well, you feel like you just present a bargain, but how many agents out there actually have access to the type of data we're talking about here?
Well, you know, to the defense of the agent, they don't have the data, and, you know, they have been trained to just list a property in the traditional way, and it's not their fault. So we can't look at other, we almost have to, especially on the auction side, look to team up with agents in all other markets. And if they have properties that have expired or properties that are really hard to sell, we will work with them on our auction side to help them sell those properties. Again, it's not through Seaport. It's Seaport Auctions doing a joint venture with their company, whether it's Berkshire Hathaway, William Ravis, Keller Williams, whatever. We're happy to help those agents solve their problems and their sellers' problems.
So I think what's the end game here? It's not so much that auctions is the cure-all or the end-all here. It's more about just another option?
No, it's a tool. It's just a tool. It's a tool in the toolbox. And again, like we said, if it's not always the right way, you know, option for everybody. You know, we need to put that through our advisory services. Mm-hmm. So if anybody has a property out there that you think would be a good fit, whether it's commercial, residential, auction, we need to vet that property. We need to put that through our advisory services. And maybe it's just not a property we want to work with in general. Mm-hmm. But we can actually help you work with another agent where it could be a fit.
Okay. So for me, the end game is always going to be, let's circle back to what the real message is here. And the recurring theme I'm seeing here with whether you're going to provide somebody with an option for auction, traditional, and even on the commercial side too. But what is the centerpiece of everything that we do and how we do it?
Valuation.
Yeah, there you go. It seems to be the theme. So enable to be able to campaign and show people, hey, look, this is why this is the best option for you. You have to show numbers and you have to show how you arrived at them. I think that's the end game.
But again, most people feel that the comparative market approach, you know, so if you're doing a CMA, then that is what we're talking about. And that is absolutely not what we're talking about. That is one piece in a larger puzzle.
That's important. It's definitely the first step, but you have to go further and show historically the time frames and where these current prices fall in line.
Love these conversations, John. I appreciate your time.
Great stuff. Thank you.
Thank you.